On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. We're joined by a good friend of the show and cricketing superstar, Aaron Finch.
In the last year, nobody's made more runs in T20s and ODIs for Australia than this man.
Another six for the captain. Three sixes in a row for Finch.
And while a knee injury has kept him out of our T20 series against Bangladesh, he still has the time to talk to us. Please welcome Aaron Finch.
I love this man, of course. Finches. Averages over 41, if you don't mind, in one-day international cricket for Australia. So that takes some doing, especially when you're exposed to the brand-new Concord.
Cherry.
And then does a magnificent job in the T20s too. Finchy, welcome to you.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Where do we find you, Finches? Because you're in quarantine somewhere.
Yeah, I'm in quarantine in Melbourne, mate. Right. I flew in. I've currently got 7 days, 10 hours and 1 minute to go until I'm out.
Jesus.
How many times have you been in quarantine?
This is my third full quarantine, which wears you down a little bit, but that's a part of the job. You know what you're in for when you sign up to it. To go over to West Indies and play a series over there, we knew what we're in for. So it's just a part and parcel of the job, mate.
Well, hopefully, and we're just hearing the right noises out of the government, Finchie, hopefully when we can get our athletes fully vaccinated, you'll never have to do it again.
Oh.
Well, I am fully vaccinated.
Well, no, what I'm saying is when the government gets to a point where we get enough people vaccinated, then 70%. You, as the sharp end of what we're all about, shouldn't ever have to bloody worry about doing what you're doing now. Must be hard, though, with, you know, families and stuff. All the players must find it tough.
Pregnant wife?
Yeah, it has been tough with Amy at home. She's 35 weeks pregnant now, so not long to go until my life's definitely going to change. I can't just bludge about on the couch and do nothing anymore. So that's going to be a change, no doubt. But, it does make it tough, to be honest, on guys, especially with young families. I know the time that goes into being away, and some guys get really used to their families travelling with them as well. So to have that taken away over the last 18 months, plus the quarantine on the back of it, some restrictions that are in place before you leave the tour and stuff like that. It's making it really difficult. And you can see around the world, some guys are pulling out of various series just to make sure that they're looking after their own mental well-being.
Speaking of that, what were the conditions like in the West Indies? They were actually pretty good, the West Indies. I see the pitch wasn't great. And then, of course, what have you heard about Bangladesh? Because that's where the boys are now.
Yeah, the wicket in the one-day internationals deteriorated quite a bit and turned out to be a big turner. We thought that the T20 wickets would play really similar to that, to be honest, in St. Lucia. We turned up and there was not a huge amount of grass anywhere on the strips that we were meant to be playing on. And they held together really well. They would flood them at night, roll them, and were good to go. And they played really well. I think the scores got better and better as the series went on. In terms of Bangladesh, the boys are settled in there. They play tonight at 10 o'clock, so not sure I can watch it anywhere at the moment. But, yeah, hopefully that gets resolved over the next few hours and it's on TV.
Matty Wade, of course, is a skipper. Very good bowling lineup when you have a look at it. But our batting lineup, very young, isn't it? Inexperienced.
Yeah, in international cricket it is, Bill. I think when you've got guys that are on their second or third tour, a few of them on their first tour, just trying to get up to speed of international cricket. It is a big jump from domestic cricket, but also having not played for quite a while, the IPL was cut short for a few of them guys and the domestic season finished in March. So that's been a little bit of a layoff. So just to get back up to speed can take a bit of time. And I think the way that the guys adapted towards the back end of that one-day series and to get over the line on a really difficult wicket against a pretty experienced West Indies side, showed that the guys are improving all the time, and that's great signs.
T20 World Cup coming up, of course, October 17. It starts. I see the Aussies ranked 7th.
Yeah.
We put our best team out there, Finchie. We're much better than 7th.
Yeah, I didn't realise we were ranked that low. We were number one about 12 months ago, I think. So, I think just with the amount of, the lack of international T20 cricket that's been played in its entirety, I think is... It lends itself to some volatile rankings, doesn't it? So, I think that we're going there confident. Although we've got a few guys that haven't partaken in these last two series. There's a lot of experience there, and I think that can hold you in really good stead in a world tournament.
And Dan Christian doing bloody well to still be playing in his early 70s.
Yeah, he's back from the dead, DC. I think he was excited last year, having the power surge in the Big Bash, to be able to come in at number five or six, batting against an old ball with only two fielders out. It's what dreams are made of for them middle order players. So, I think his overall skill, or his all-round skill, his ability to bowl some really tough overs, he's a brilliant fielder as well, makes it a really exciting package.
Is Mitch Marsh, hard to say that.
Not really.
Has he taken the next step? You say Marsh, it. How do you say it, Finchie?
Mitch Marsh.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah,
has he taken the next step, Mitch Marsh?
Well, it seems that way, doesn't it? I think getting the opportunity at number three suits his game. When you're a middle order player, especially growing up in the West, where you don't traditionally, as a young kid, you don't traditionally face a huge amount of spin. So the fact that batting at number five, which is his general position, you face a lot of spin when you first come in. Yeah, so yeah. We just thought, give him the opportunity against the quicks at the top of the order. And the intent that he's had, the impact that he's had on the game in his first five or six balls has been huge. So that's been great from him. His bowling was outstanding. And he's the ultimate team man. He's one boat that everyone genuinely wants to do unbelievably well whenever he plays.
Now, I don't know if you're aware, Finchie, but yes. Triple M back rocking the cricket, of course, over the next three summers. So tune in on the radio just as you prepare to dominate for the Renegades, and you'll hear cricket done
might
beautifully.
Tune in and hear Aaron Finch.
Well, very welcome whenever you like.
Are you offering me a job, Bill?
Yeah, I am. I've got a lot to do with it, I reckon, but Jim runs it, of course. But you'd love to, if you're not playing, you'd love to be absolutely in the commentary box, wouldn't you, Finches?
Absolutely, yeah. Anytime.
Triple M rocks cricket, like Jim. That. December, all the tests?
All the tests, Gabba, and the one day is in early Feb.
So Gabba, Adelaide, MCG, SCG, yeah. Perth, and then the one day is.
Well, don't worry, if Finchie's available.
Oh, no, put him in.
Well, we've just got to make, because the BBL is running concurrently with the test series, Aaron, is it not?
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm not sure the exact dates of the BBL. I've had a look, but haven't taken too much notice, to be honest.
Well, there'll be the odd day where you can jump in and jump on a microphone, surely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Love the sound of that. I went with Finchie out to Kingston Heath just before he took off.
Jim?
It's a very nice boy. He won't surprise you to know he bludgeons the golf ball.
Wood chop.
Wants it to go a long way.
Yes.
And I hit one ordinary one, and you decided to get your phone out and be a muppet.
he hit the ball, Bill. I've been a member there for 20 years. He hit the ball to some places I've never known a golf ball to go to at that course.
Which way?
Just sideways. Some different ways.
Hey, the driver was a bit wayward.
I'll tell you how Finchie plays golf. He either birdies a hole or has a triple. One way or the other. And you would have had four or five birdies. It was an interesting day.
It certainly was. And like I said, I hit one in the cabbage on the left of maybe number 12. And I found my ball. I've taken my sandwich out, about to play my shot. And this moron with a camera rolls up in my face to start him filming it. Yep.
That's what he do. Hey, what about the Cats, Finches?
They're on fire, mate. It was a bit scrappy on the weekend.
Yeah,
but,
it was.
I think that's all good, isn't it? To get the 4 points when the team put a lot of players behind the ball and just get the job done and move on.
Came up against a quality opponent, Finchie. It was a hard day at the office for you.
Yeah, it was, and I think it shows the strength of a great side to be able to just grind out the 4 points, get the job done and move on.
Finchie is a good footballer. Nuggety.
No, it certainly wasn't, Bill.
Nuggety type, Jim, that didn't chase. Or
Colac.
Colac Imperials.
Colac Imperials, there you go.
Every time I speak to Hodgie about Colac, he goes, best McDonald's in Australia.
Oh, that's a good one there, Jim. Just down from the pub, too. Just...
Yep.
Do you ever drop in there, Finchie, when you're at home?
No, not McDonald's, mate. No. maybe the pub, though.
Hey, good luck. You've got another week to go. We feel for you. Bloody hell. Yeah. I can't imagine what that must be like. But the baby arriving soon, of course, we wish you. And, of course, your beautiful better half who worked here for a long time, Ames.
Yeah.
With all of that.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.